Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hunt.
This is Crystal Jones Vaughn of the Sways Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
Welcome to the Hair Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. He's the host with the most, Mr. Carry Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carafe Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
It's a state of depression, and then the thunder clouds.
without moving, I begin to wonder, do you still love me? But after that, my whole world is beautiful.
Love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
Coming soon. Don't miss the brand new Hair Radio streaming network show, I Love the 90s. Take a listen back to interviews of the biggest names in music, including CeCe Peniston. Tony Terry.
It's for real, what I feel.
And of course, Destiny's Child. Tune in and enjoy the memorable moments with the Hair Radio and their lineup of amazing artists telling their stories, giving insights, and of course, talking hair and beauty right here on Hair Radio.
People disrespecting and taking advantage of you is the moment they label you as difficult, crazy, and selfish. Be as difficult, crazy, and selfish as you need to be. Manipulation hates boundaries. Protect your peace. Be a blessing.
Oh, we know, Terry, we're dealing with producer extraordinaire. So when we dealing with you, Carrie Hines, it ain't no such thing as it's gonna be aight. No, it's never gonna be aight. It's always gonna be excellence, Carrie. Because that's what you do, man. You bring out the excellence in all of us. You make us step up to the plate. And you bring out us being professional at doing this. That's what you do, man. I mean, wow. That's what you do. Wouldn't you guys agree with that?
Absolutely.
I agree. And I think it's trusting, Kerry, too. Like, you can't open up or can't be 100% honest if you don't trust the host or trust the person who you're dealing with. And I think that's the camaraderie that's there. Everybody trusts Kerry, and then we trust each other.
Keeping the focus on community. That's what the Hair Radio Morning Show is really all about. Yes, we definitely like to keep you looking your best and being well educated on all aspects of the hair and beauty industry. I'd like to say, I think we take it to an all new level with our commitment to community. I think it's something that we're leading, truly leading the way, especially as it pertains to broadcasting on the internet. Just not forgetting what community really represents. So this show means a lot to a lot of folks because of that. And so community is not just a one direction thing. It really involves everyone. And we believe in that right here. That's where we started all of this. That's what we do. We look in the mirror first. So I'm Carrie Hines, and thank you so much for helping to support each other. And again, connecting right here in our very own community. Stay tuned.
I'm Maggie Anderson. I am the creator of The Empowerment Experiment and the author of Our Black Year, my family's year-long stand, completely living off of Black-owned businesses. When we decided to take on this public pledge, we had no idea how hard it would be. There was only one Black-owned grocery store in all of Illinois, and that grocery store closed 5 months before we finished our year. And I have two little girls. That means no fresh milk, no fresh meats, no fresh produce. But I put them through that because we took the stand and we wanted really to do something extreme out of love for our community, to expose how few Black businesses there still are, to refute negative stereotypes about Black-owned businesses, and to expose economic injustice that still persists in America. After the year, I decided that I could not go back to corporate. I could not go back to law. I've made this issue of economic racism and really trying to create economic empowerment in our Black community my life. The Black hair care firms, they sustained the civil rights movement. Black women created these companies, huge, thriving companies, and we needed that. We talk about Black Wall Street now because we shine a light on what happened in Tulsa. Most Black neighborhoods were anchored by these Black Wall Streets. And if we could bring that back, America would be better. I'm not saying bring all of it back. That would probably be impossible. But we can bring Black hair care back. There are great Black hair care companies that exist, Black-owned hair care companies that exist right now. And it would be wonderful for, in America, just like other groups own their culturally relevant products and industries, that the Black community can own the biggest Black hair care brands, that the Black community can own Black beauty supply stores. 3% of the beauty supply stores in Black neighborhoods, and Black people know what I'm talking about. If you go into a Black neighborhood, you're going to see a beauty supply store, and they're going to sell all the Black hair care products that only Black people use, and they are not owned by Black people. So I've issued the Black-owned hair care challenge, just asking everyday folks to say, "Hi, my name is Maggie Anderson, and I accept the Black-owned hair care challenge," and tell the world that from now on, if I'm going to buy Black hair care products, I'm going to make sure it's from a Black-owned company.
It's two thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new Movie Talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show. The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air. I'm Carrie Hines. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who will be lending their voices to this complex man's story, and we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details.
As black women, we deal with it. The whole thing about, do you show up with your natural hair? You know? Braids, y'all. You know, but, you know, as First Lady, I did not wear braids.
Morning, Nicole Marie.
Good morning.
Yes. How are
good
you?
Good morning. I am great. How are you?
Doing just fantastic. Well, listen, let
awesome.
Us kind of jump in on this, because this is something that I noticed recently. I'm kind of been in this mindset, Nicole Marie, about black theater. Black theater,
right.
If you will. Yes.
Yes.
You know, because I've grown up here, you know, I live in New York City. We have Broadway. I've been to many Broadway
yes,
shows.
Famous Broadway, yes.
Yeah, but it kind of started back when I was a kid. It started back when I was a kid. I always used to be very much wanting to write plays, and I even tried out for the School of the Performing Arts, high school and all that kind of stuff, like, the kind of show that the TV show Fame was based on.
Yes,
yeah, I'll feel you guys. Well, yeah, so did I. So I'll feel you in on my audition and all that another time. But let me just tell you this. I was always influenced by what we have contributed, being African-American, to
yes.
the landscape of theater. And
yes.
I had no idea about this. I had just uncovered a fact. That I was really surprised about. And you guys may know some of this already. You may have seen the play out there yourself. But there was a play that I went to called Mama, I Wanna Sing. And and it was by a lady, I want to say Vi Hickinson, I think her name is.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, just an incredible. It was about her actual sister. I didn't even know this was a real performer, a singer named
right.
Doris Troy. And I just happened to be watching TV the other day, and I saw Marilyn McCoo and Billy Davis Jr. on a commercial promoting some classic songs. And one of those was the big hit by the singer Doris Troy. So I said,
okay.
Doris Troy, I remember that name from the play, Mama, I Want to
Sing. The musical, right.
Yeah, the musical. And I said, let me just Google Doris Troy and see who is Doris Troy. And as it turns out, I had no idea that she sang with none other than Dionne Warwick, Sissy Houston, and Dee Dee Warwick. Can you believe that, Nicole Marie?
Wow.
So that
I certainly
was...
I did not know that. Right.
Yeah. Four incredible singers. Now, of the four,
Can you guess which two I've interviewed? But I get you on that one.
Dionne Warwick. And hold on.
Okay, let me just recap it for you guys out there. Okay, so we're talking about Doris Troy, who I just found out is performed with Dionne Warwick, Sissy Houston, and Dionne's sister Didi Warwick. So that was very, very interesting. So of those four, I interviewed two of them, have been on our show over the years. Okay. Now, with that in mind, let me also say this. Two of them have gone on. So, okay. You give up. Let me just take out your misery. All right. Well, first of all, let me just tell you, I was just blown away to discover that Doris Troy first of all, I recognized her big hit record that you guys can easily Google up, and I have to get it and put it on here. But I was just blown away that, that I knew the song without ever making the connection that was Doris Troy singing it, even though I had gone I'd gone to see it as a child. Again, Mom, I Want to Sing. And so that was the big connection that I had. I said the big revelation. But then to realize that she had been one of the singers that sang with Dionne Warwick and Didi Warwick and Sissy Houston. You know, they're all related, the three of them.
Right.
And so I thought that was interesting. Okay, now let me tell you. So all that to say, I love Black theater. It also reminded me of the incredible work of a gentleman who was also on our show, the one and only Shelley Garrett. Now, we lost him a few years back, but Shelley has made just a huge impact on me as well. And I had a chance to go and meet Shelley Garrett and his lovely wife, Doris, and she's been on our show as well. And we've just been able to make some amazing connections and have some incredible artists to chat with and to introduce to everybody. So it's been incredible.
Wonderful.
Correct? Yeah.
Wonderful.
So now, back to the Doris Troy story here. So as it turns out, the answer to the trivia is that of the four, again, Dionne Warwick, Didi Warwick, Sissy Houston. Now, again, Sissy Houston is the mother, of course, of Whitney Houston, just so the folks know.
Right.
And of course, Doris Troy, who this incredible play was based on, Mama, I Want to Sing. And it really, the story came to life because the sister, who was a New York City DJ that we all know here, I remember her very well, brought this story to life. Now, Doris herself you guys can Google her whole thing out there, but I think we lost her along the way. But I think she saw the success of it inside the theater.
Right.
You know, so that was really good, and she made it a while after that. So, okay, so here's the deal. It was, last chance. You want to take one last chance, or are you ready to just, what is it, Carrie?
I'm ready for you to tell.
Okay, all right. I teased it enough.
I had
guys.
My guess, but I don't think I'm correct, so I'm
okay,
ready for you.
Okay, well, that's okay. Let me tell you, it's no problem. Now, of course, Dionne Warwick has been on our show. You can see her picture everywhere. She's like a 4 or 5-time Grammy Award winner, as you guys know.
Yes.
She is the cousin to superstar singer Whitney Houston. Just an incredible artist. And she was a big pop star in her own right, one of the biggest in the world as well, who's had great songs. We know her from the We Are the World record with Michael Jackson, Lionel Richie, Tina Turner, and the list goes on.
So we're talking about it. Yeah.
Yeah, we're talking about a superstar. And for us to be able to have her on our broadcast took us to a whole new level. Well, I had, as you guys know, I've told the story about having the chance to interview Dion's sister, Dee Dee, way years earlier. And Dee Dee, I had interviewed two times. And I never will forget her voice because it sounded so much like Dion's speaking voice. And it just was always with me. I still hear the way exactly she sounded, which is really, that doesn't happen all that much, but in this case, it really does. So when I got a chance to interview Dion, of course, before the interview started and off mic, I said, I interviewed your sister Dee Dee. I said, twice. And she thought it was just so remarkable. And I said, yeah, I most certainly did. It was just a lovely, lovely interview. She was just fantastic. And so the two that I interviewed, of course, are Dion and Dee Dee Warwick. So there
all
you
right.
go.
All
is
right.
that not nice? Yeah.
That's nice.
But,
I had
but
Dion right, her. For sure.
What was that?
I said I had Dion right, of course.
Oh,
I had
yeah.
her down.
Yeah. Well, you know what? They are all superstars. And, you know,
yeah.
for me, just, you know, tipping my hat to Black theater, that's what this is all about. And while we're at it, I want to just take a moment to shout out the amazing folks at Upscale Magazine Radio.
Yeah,
they are doing, yeah, they're doing a great job. They've been really big supporters of the Hair Radio Morning Show and everything that we're doing, all of our entire team. And I'm just very happy that, you know, they're on board with us. And you guys can go to upscalemagazine.com as well. And just stay tuned. We'll always keep you informed right here at the Hair Radio Morning.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
Have you been feeling like you're getting the short end of the stick when it comes to reading stories about our community? Well, I have. And so I'm glad to tell you that you should be subscribing to AfroLock Magazine at AfroLockMagazine.com. AfroLock Magazine is a great new monthly publication that really does unlock the richness and complexity of Black culture truly from the only perspective that matters, ours. So, subscribe today at www.afrolockmagazine.com and be connected. AfroLock Magazine. We're making Black progress together.
Problem is, though, is that folk don't know what they got until it's gone. They don't know what it is that you bring to their life until you exit. They don't know how much you be saving them, just spiritually, mentally, emotionally. You know what I'm saying? They don't understand the amount of pressure that you relieve from them and from their life from simply being there, picking up the slack, answering the calls, doing this and doing that. They don't understand that until you stop. And the moment that you stop and you let life go ahead and hit them, then all of a sudden, here they come. They running you down. They calling you. They texting you. They trying to do everything up under the sun to finesse their way back into your life. Here they go with their sweet voice. Now they sending you the little crazy text messages trying to remind you of how things used to be. I don't care, and I don't care. I'm out the door now. I'm outside. I get what y'all say. I'm outside with it. I don't want what I used to want no more. I don't want to be there no more. I'm no longer interested. Your access is denied.
That I have profited more from the negative as opposed to the positive.
Really?
Yes, because...
Negative experiences?
Yes, absolutely. I really relish and treasure them more than positive. Because if I have been able to survive it and reach another level, that has given me more growth, more strength, more confidence. It has enriched my life more. And that's why I treasure them.
For 25 years. It's my pleasure and honor to introduce you to Carapie Shampoo and Carapie Conditioner, two unique all-natural hair products from Carrie Hines Hair Care, especially formulated to remedy any type of hair issue. And the biggest benefit of all is that Carapie Shampoo and Carapie Conditioner grows hair. Carrie Hines Hair Care is the very first African-American-based company to infuse hair care products with caffeine. Why caffeine? Well, many of you are aware that stimulating the scalp is truly what causes the hair follicles to awaken. We were most interested in developing a proprietary formula that works on all hair types, whether you have a relaxer or are a naturalista, and not wash away or strip the hair following a color treatment. We're thrilled at the amazing following of Carapie, and we thank you. Please register at Carapie.com and join our Carapie community at HairRadio.com. Again, I'm Kerry Hines. Thank you.
Surround yourself with people whose eyes light up when they see you coming. Two, slowly is the fastest way to get to where you want to be. And three, the top of one mountain is the bottom of the next, so keep climbing.
Don't allow anybody to make you feel that you are nobody. Always feel that you count. Always feel that you have worth. And always feel that your life has ultimate significance.
I am an endangered species. No victim song. I am a woman. I am an artist. And I know where my voice belongs.
Michael Hopkins, we have got to talk about That Talk Radio, of course, and the amazing correlation to the Afrolock magazine and why that's so important. So let's get started. So, Michael, first of all, let me just set this up for everybody. Your incredible broadcast, which airs on Tuesday mornings at 8:30, That Talk Radio. And the already iconic magazine, Afrolock, afrolockmagazine.com, everybody is aware. It's across the internet. It's all about a lock on culture and Black culture for that in Afro. So I'm grateful and I'm so happy that you are incorporating your wonderful veteran advocacy with the magazine. So, Michael, what would you like to say about that this morning?
You know, Kerry, and I am so excited. This is another platform to reach out to my veteran brothers and sisters. That's what excites me about this, Kerry.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
So, okay, I agree. So now, of course, your wonderful fans are accustomed to hearing you on the Vet Talk Radio show. But this takes on a little bit of a different medium out there in that they will be reading about your wonderful words. So what is that? How do you think that's going to land to all of the veterans out there, or how is it landing? And what would you like to say to them on that note?
Oh, Kerry, it's fantastic. It is fantastic. A lot of times I have a lot of my vet brothers and sisters that have questions. And this is going to allow me to answer a lot of their questions about the claims process, how to do certain things. And it opens up a door for them to really get a grasp on it. And, you know, that right there alone, it's beautiful. It really is. It's so beautiful. And this is something they can look at over and over, and they can say, oh, wow, I didn't know that. Or
and that
you mean
was
to tell
point.
Me? Yeah, you know, they can change things. And that's what I love about this. That's what I love about this, Kerry Hines.
Absolutely. And I was kind of thinking that as you were saying that, the same point. That, of course, you know, there's that old saying that the more senses that you use, the more indelible whatever it is tends to connect with you or is memorable with you. And I think that's true of this as well. Of course, as I said, you've got the radio show playing out there to all the veterans and the friends and family members and all of that. But additionally, you have something that they can read. on a monthly basis that will help to connect the dots in having these claims approved in a, you know, in a positive way. So I think that this is great. And as you pointed out, it is a brand new platform, and it's a new union of sorts. It really is. And I love the idea of Vet Talk Radio and Astrolock Magazine. I really do. So what do you want the takeaway to be for the veterans? What would you like the takeaway to be?
Well, you know, Carrie, one of the takeaways that I would love my veteran brothers and sisters to understand is this. I have an acronym that I use when it comes to the claims process.
Yes, but let's get to that in just a moment, Michael. I want to find out from you, what is the number one thing when they are listening to your radio show, your veterans out there and the folks tuned in right now, the fans, what do you want them, now that they have this magazine to read, what is it that you want them to walk away with after they've read what you've got to say that supports what they've already heard?
Oh, very much so, Carrie. One of the items is education. Education, Carrie.
Yeah.
That they're getting educated.
Yeah. Because a lot of these things that you cover on the Vet Talk Radio show are little known items, little known nuggets.
Right.
That is so critical for them to process these claims. And you, my friend, you are an accredited claims agent. And so that's very, very important. And
yes,
again, yeah. And I think that maybe just a reminder, not everybody is an accredited claims agent. So that's the takeaway for the veterans who will be reading the Afrolock magazine.
Very much so, Carrie. That is very important, because accredited claims agents are sanctioned by the United States government, the Office of Veteran Affairs up in Washington, D.C.
Exactly.
We're sanctioned. We have background checks. We've done comprehensive studying for this, volumes of it. And this allows us to help veterans with the claims process. And as I said, this just expands all of this to veterans out here.
Exactly.
And you
that's
know,
the whole key.
Right. And you know, Carrie, not only does it expand it to veterans, it also expands it to their families, to people that advocate for veterans. And the person could be someone who knows nothing about veteran affairs, nothing about being a veteran. But once they read Afrolock magazine and they start to understand what veterans go through, what veterans have to go through to get claims processed.
I think it's going to make all the difference. I think it's going to make all the difference in the world, Michael. Now, and for you guys just kind of joining us and tuning in, I'm Carrie Hines out of Brooklyn, New York, along with Michael Hopkins, accredited claims agent, I should say. ACA, as you guys know, and he's out of Spotsylvania, Virginia. And Michael hosts the Vet Talk Radio show, as you guys know, Tuesday mornings at 8:30, right here across our wonderful radio network, and across the Afrolock Radio, which is our Afrolock podcast, I should say, network as well, and so much other platforms that we offer. And so we're looking at how important this new union is between Vet Talk Radio, if you will, with Michael Host, and Afrolock Magazine. And again, Afrolock Magazine, the website is afrolockmagazine.com, and that's spelled A-F-R-O-L-O-C-K. Now, I do want to make sure that everybody up there understands that everybody is welcome to our magazine. We have folks from all walks of life, from all backgrounds, from all ethnic backgrounds. We want everybody to be part of this incredible conversation that we are so proud of. And that's why we call it AfroLock. So I say there's a lock on community. But Michael, you say that there's a lock on veterans' claims. And we're so happy.
Very
all
much
the above.
So. Very yeah. much so.
Now, you had mentioned earlier, you started to lead in on this, and I wanted to kind of talk a little bit more about therapy and our amazing hair products that that I created. Most of you guys out there know that I have my own hair products with Kerry Hines Hair Care, and they are amazing in terms of providing moisture and hydration and all of that wonderful good stuff. And they're fortified to help with hair growth. And we'll talk a little bit more about that. But first, Michael, you are a hair industry distributor. And this is important because there is a connection between your hair products that you distribute through Carapy and also Vet Talk Radio. And there's a way to explain all of this. So if this is your first time hearing of this, you want to pay real close attention. Michael, what can we say?
Pretty much, Carrie. I was talking about an acronym that we call HEAL. And it's the four pillars of Vet Talk Radio Show and my distributorship, my VTR distributorship with Carapy. And I'm very excited about it.
Michael, tell everybody, first, before you get there, what exactly is VTR distributorship? And share with us how it all came about and why it's important.
Wow, Carrie, how it all came about. You know, you had talked to me about with Carapy. And I really got excited about Carapy because of the products, the things that you have, that you have created, and I saw the benefits of it, how it could help veterans.
Exactly, because it speaks to hair loss issues, it speaks to healthy hair, and this is not something that's exclusive for non-veterans or the general public. This is for everybody. And especially veterans who may have even been, subject to more stressful situations in different ways.
Right.
And different stressors. So this is something that is truly beneficial. And so,
beneficial.
Yeah, I approached you with regards to potential distributorship, but I think it was your idea to make sure that veterans are represented in this way. And I think that's why you came up with the VTR distributorships. And I just love it.
Very much so, Carrie. Very much so. And I was saying, the four pillars of all of this, it ties it all together. This alliance that we have with AfroLock Magazine and with the community, the veteran community.
Yes.
And one of the issues we have in the veteran community, and it's an acronym that we have. One of them is health. Health is a very important issue for veterans. Very important issue. Not only on the claims and compensation side, but health in general for veterans. Because as you said, Carrie, as veterans, it doesn't matter what era of veterans we are, we've gone through things, not only physical issues, but a lot of mental health issues that we've gone through. So there's a lot of therapy going on with the health issues of Carapy. There's a lot of therapy going on. You know, the smells, those are the kind of things that relaxes you.
Yeah, those are the kind of aromatic. Kind of aromatic therapy, so to speak, aromatherapy.
Helps us as veterans, Carrie. Helps us as veterans.
So now the first letter would be H of
would
your acronym.
Letter H.
What you're driving to. Okay,
that's
sounds
correct.
Good. Okay, and what's next?
The next letter would be E, and that E stands for education. That education.
Yes.
With the products, we educate people on the healthy aspects of the products.
Exactly.
And that's
exactly
what they need. That's what they need. You know, in a world where we have
the benefits of therapy, just
right.
So you guys know, you know. Yes.
Very much so. Very much so. You know, in the world we live in, and it's just good to be educated on what you're doing to your body. And how it works.
Absolutely.
And how some of the more natural things, they work a lot better. Now, the third pillar is the letter A. And that letter A stands for accountability.
Yeah.
Both with ourselves as veterans and also money aspect. Because, you know, yes, we do have the compensation, but also what we want to be able to do is we want to be held accountable, be responsible.
Exactly. And, Michael, and I'm going to take it even a step further because I believe along with that accountability comes the, and it'll tie in, and I know you'll tie it in, with the compensation aspect. So all of that is hitting on that with the third letter A for accountability. Amazing. Awesome.
Carrie, number four is the letter L.
Okay, so again, the four pillars.
Right.
L.
This is the fourth pillar, and it stands for L, and it stands for legacy.
Wow.
That is a very important pillar.
I'd say it is. Now, hold it. That makes up the whole acronym, in case you guys didn't get it.
Yes, it does.
H-E-A-L is the acronym. That's the word. And, again, the four pillars that Michael is talking about, health, education, accountability, and now legacy. So H-E-A-L. Michael, what does legacy mean?
Well, Carrie, legacy, one of the things that it means is family wealth. That's what you, as a veteran, and non-veterans too, you want to have some type of family wealth that, number two, can be passed on generationally. A lot of times in our community, this is one of the things that's lacking, and we all wind up starting all over again. And when I took a look at what you were doing, and I said to myself, wow, I could create a legacy for my family, and it could be a generational thing. It could go on 5, 6, 7, 10 generations like a lot of the wealthy families do, where they have generational wealth.
Exactly.
And I thought that was just such a beautiful thing, Carrie Hines. It really is. Beautiful thing.
Well, that's what the therapy does, the hair products brand that I created. K-E-R-R is in my name, Carrie, and then A-P-Y is in hair therapy. And to be the product that you now are able to sell through VPR distributors to everyone. You don't have to be a veteran to buy the product, and it can benefit everybody because it's all about healthy hair and its natural ingredients, and I'm super excited about that. And this is a great way for VPR distributors, Michael's own distribution network, that you, Michael, say benefits the veterans. And I'm so super excited. And one Yes, one of the important ways that I want to kind of delve into a little bit, with your claims compensation and being an accredited claims agent, I always say an ACA, your job is to help and advocate for veterans, disabled veterans, and their attempts to, you know, gain what they're entitled to in the way of compensation, monthly compensation for, you know, their service in the military. And so helping them to fill out these claims and making it simpler for them to accomplish these ratings so that they can receive the compensation that they deserve. So, Michael, I want to get into this a little bit because I found this to be really interesting in that there are diagnostics out there, diagnostic codes, as you guys know. First of all, Michael, I'm going to ask you to just explain to our folks who may have never heard about a diagnostic code and how this all ties in. Can you share with everybody, again, what are diagnostic codes and why this is so important?
Oh, sure, Carrie. Very much so. The diagnostic code system is the system that was designed by the VA. And basically what it does, there are 833 different illnesses, injuries, et cetera, that veterans can have. And each one of those illnesses and or injuries has a four-digit code or four-numbered code associated with it. And that's how you as a veteran or even a non-veteran would understand what that veteran has, what they suffer from, what they've been diagnosed with, and what they've been, what we call rated, or they're giving a certain percentage monthly on what happened to them during their military service. That's basically what the diagnostic codes do.
Well, Michael Hopkins, I've got to say, I thought I'd fall on the floor when I reviewed this along with Michael Hopkins out there for you guys. And coming across several of these, I'm going to say, these areas that really concern especially the veterans who have been dealing with things like, alopecia, which again stands for hair loss, but more importantly, scarring and shaving, even what's really common, the razor bumps.
Right.
And this, of course, affects folks and guys out in and out of, the military. You can even get razor bumps. I know ladies, some often will shave their legs. They razor bumps could appear there too. Just keep it in the back of your mind. So, Michael, I want to talk a little bit about this because I was shocked to find these diagnostic codes. Most veterans may not even realize that they even exist.
Oh,
so,
very much so, Karen.
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about this because this ties into you being an accredited claims agent and how you can help the veterans who are dealing with these different issues. So please explain, Michael.
Oh, very much so, Karen. Many times as veterans, we go into the military. And you mentioned one of them, which is very common, especially amongst African-American males, shaving issues. As you said, that the shaving bumps and the skin irritation, that's a very common one amongst African-American males when they go into the military. Well, a lot of them don't realize that if they get what we call a shaving waiver or shaving profile, and it's documented in your active duty medical records or your service treatment records, if it's documented and once you leave the service, you could actually file for compensation. Because this happened to you while you were on active duty.
there are many veterans that when I go to help them with their claims for compensation, if I don't mention this to them, they would never think of it.
No, they would definitely see that.
Right. They'd never think of it. And once I mention it to them, to them, Carrie, all of a sudden the light bulb goes off and they go, wow, that's right. I did have that because of passage of time. A lot of veterans just don't remember. Or they'll go and they'll order their service treatment records from active duty, and we'll go through them. And 9 times out of 10, guess what I find? That saving waiver. It's right there.
Exactly. Now, Michael, they have to get a note from the doctor. How does that play in again?
Pretty much, Carrie. You know, on the civilian side, that's what we would call it, like a note from our doctor.
Yeah.
But on the military side, it would be an official documentation
from a military doctor.
Yeah, it has to be on official paperwork. You know, this whole military thing is like that. There's official forms that clearly say that you have a shaving profile.
Yes.
And it even goes to the point, Carrie, that you have to carry the shaving profile with you, literally in your pocket.
Wow.
You have to carry it with you because if anyone challenges you about facial hair, you produce it, and it's nothing they can say. Nothing.
Well, Michael Hopkins, I've got to tell you, just to make sure I understand correctly, you can be rated up to 30% for razor bumps. I thought that was pretty high.
Pretty much. Pretty much. It'll fall under some type of skin condition.
Right.
And you get rated appropriately.
Yeah. So that's amazing. So, again, guys out there, guys and gals, if you're just joining us, you are listening to, of course, the Hair Radio Morning Show, and I say a very special Vet Talk radio show, AfroLock Magazine and AfroLock Podcast, just all the above, all of our platforms, everything kind of interconnected here. My very special guest, of course, I'm talking with the one and only Michael Hopkins, who is my colleague here as well on all sides of our network. And Michael, I got to say, we're always talking about community. We're always talking about helping our veterans. We love and appreciate our veterans. And this today really is quite interesting. Now, remember, a lot of you heard a word that we've never talked about. And again, that's the word is alopecia. That's hair loss, just so that you guys know. And oftentimes this can possibly lead to scarring, you know, preventing your hair loss, preventing hair from growing and all kinds of things like that. And they have all kinds of ratings for that. Talk about diagnostic codes and so forth.
Oh, very much so, Jim.
Right? And so these are things that you guys should be aware of. And it's just, I'm grateful to have you, you know, to talk about these things, Michael Hopkins. And why it's so important.
Yeah. So, very much so, Carrie. I'm very much motivated to distribute the product to my veteran brothers and sisters. There are other diagnostic codes, Carrie, that specifically talk about hair loss. And two of them are 7830 and 7831. And they clearly point it out.
Exactly.
And, you know, it's like, wow.
Yeah, that's right. And I see 7830 as the scarring alopecia. And so that's interesting all by itself. Just remember that. And, of course, 7831, alopecia areata. And remember the areata, which I often say to everybody, again, the word area is inside of that areata. So it could be all over the body. It could be just the scalp, limited to the scalp or face even. So, you know, so just kind of be aware of all of this. It gets into it.
a little bit, but you can find all of this out there. So, Michael, I just want to say thank you. Michael Hopkins, outstanding work, as always, on this topic. So thank you so much.
Oh, Best very much.
Radio.
Okay.
Yeah. Tuesday mornings, 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central. And, of course, you are now having your own column and information presented in Afrolock Magazine. Again, it's afrolockmagazine.com. And I'm just grateful. I'm in New York. I'm Carrie Hines in Brooklyn, New York, to be exact. Michael Hopkins, you're down in beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia, and you're always helping the veterans. And it's all about, I'm going to let you give your famous tagline, Michael Hopkins. What do you want to say? It's all. Why don't you take it away, Michael Hopkins?
Folks. Yes, sir. It's all about the vets, their families, and their advocates.
This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
A man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
As women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders. And that weight is directly balanced between your 2 feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women. And Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com. Providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
Morning coffee, vanilla latte served to go. Drink it slow.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Gary Hines.
All right, we're back live. It is Wednesday morning. It's June 14th of 2023. It is so great to have you guys with us. I hope you guys have been enjoying the first hour as we roll on in to this mid-show point. So great to, again, have you join us. Let me bring to the line, you guys know her. She is my co-host. All the way from Water Valley, Mississippi. We are so very grateful to have her with us. The one and only queen of the morning, Nicole Marie. Good morning, Nicole Marie.
Good morning. Happy mid-show.
Yes,
how you doing this morning, Carrie?
Doing great. Great piece on theater, black theater.
Yes, I love that. I always love hearing that.
Yes. Yes, me too. Well, listen, really good stuff as we kind of move along a little bit. In this day, we are off to a great start. I've been really enjoying this broadcast.
Great.
So really good stuff. Yeah. So lots of things to get into coming up in the broadcast, like I should say in our spotlight hour. And then, of course, on tomorrow's show, and we got just a boatload of updates, as we do every day.
Every day.
Here on the Radio Morning Show. Yeah, so really good stuff. We've got some great news and things like that we'll be sharing. So a lot to get into. First, as we do each day, it's all about inspiration and hope.
Exactly.
It's
and we've heard some of that this morning.
Hope.
Right.
Really? Oh, yes, I think I really give it to you every day. It's like a big dose of inspiration.
I love that, though. I love hearing that.
Me too. I do that as well for myself. You guys know the Hair Radio Morning Show airs from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. And so our first hour, to me, when I first wake up, to counter all that negative news, the television, I have to see what's going on, and I brace myself every day. So for us on the Hair Radio Morning Show, I take all that negativity, and I try to turn that into positive talk.
Something positive,
whether it is, and we really do. We get these experts who, they give you the, you know, watch this, don't do that, do this, pay attention to that, you know your friends, know this. They give you that every single day, that impetus to just keep on pushing. And I don't know too many shows really lead in with that each day, but that's how we lead in. That first hour, we are giving you some positive talk. It's some things, some of it may be recent, some of it is new, some may be live.
Right.
We just want you to get your day started in the best possible way. And I've got to say, you're a big part of that, Nicole Marie. We roll on in mid-show, particularly with the hope of the day.
Hope of the day.
And, Yeah, and Hope of the Day, you know, speaks to all of that. And we're going to have you tell everybody a little bit more what it's about. And then we're going to get into so much. Michael, let me just tell everybody, Michael Hopkins will be with us in about 15 minutes or so. Can't wait.
Great.
We've got a lot to talk to him about. Yesterday's Vet Talk Radio show.
Oh,
feedback
yeah.
And all
great
that.
Show.
I can't wait to hear it. Yes. We're going to definitely, he loomed in large on this show today. Folks were listening to him just a little while ago. And so,
yeah,
you know, talked about all of the veteran stuff. Yeah, that was outstanding. So we'll catch up with him on all of that. And then for the 8 o'clock hour, I do want to say we have an in-studio guest. She comes to us. Well, you know what? She's from the Cleveland area. I'll say that. And she's got a big part of AfroLox magazine success to share with us today. So that's my teaser.
Great.
She'll be with us about 8 o'clock, and we're going to tell you a little bit more
looking
about her.
Looking forward to speaking with her.
Yeah, that's going to be fun. I'm going to see if we can get her to hang out with us a little longer today.
Okay.
So we'll see how that goes.
Great.
Okay, so listen, as we said, it's all about inspiration. It's all about the burst of inspiration.
Oh, yeah.
And making that last each day as long as you can make it last.
Yes.
And that is what, that we aim to do here on the broadcast. So hope
that's
of the day,
you
I
through.
Think that it gives us that best shot. So, Nicole Marie, remind everybody a little bit about what Hope of the Day is.
I certainly will. Thank you so much, Gary. So hope is the belief that our future can be better than our past. And no matter what it is that each and every one of us may be going through today or any day, there's always hope, that positive expectation that change can and will occur in our lives. So I want to share Hope of the Day for all of the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show. And this moment is courtesy of the book called High Hopes by Patrick Lindsay. So the hope for today is be a generalist. Our society glorifies the experts, and certainly they have their place. But let's give some credit to those with the wide view. Let's support the all-arounders and appreciate their breadth of knowledge. Let's strive for a balanced approach. How do you feel about that today, Carrie?
I love it, as always, with Patrick and his updates in the book, High Hope. Absolutely. And what about yourself, Nicole Marie?
I totally agree with it as well. Have to have a more balanced approach and not just a focus on one thing, but many things.
Exactly.
And like you said, you know,
first of all,
a wide view.
Yes, exactly. And balance, that is the key word for everything.
Exactly.
Everything. You know, you have to have that, a wide net. But
right.
For me, everything I do, I'm always looking at what's the best way to blend it all together and make it work.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, it's great to be knowledgeable
know.
About something, but if it's only one thing, you kind of pigeonhole yourself. So you need to have a variety.
This is true. Yeah, I think so, too. And the more that you have that variety, the better off you are. Like, we're always talking about having, you know, being in different lanes and creating a lane for yourself with what you do. And for me, I know that when I started out, I may have started out over here doing this certain thing, if you will. But now I look at my career, where it has gone.
You brought it all together.
Almost three decades later, Well, that's very kind. But you know what, Nicole Marie, that's a good point. I didn't start out doing so many things.
Exactly.
I didn't. You know, I had to build myself up one brick at a time.
Right.
And that is important. You know, you just don't jump
to where you think you're going to be. You know,
exactly.
So that's very good stuff. So I love your morning inspiration, you know,
oh,
that
you
get into with Patrick, Patrick's book. Hold it. Why do I always call him Patrick Henry? Let's tell everybody again.
Patrick Lindsay. By Patrick Lindsay.
We got to get that cemented. But High Hopes is such a great book. It really is.
It is.
And so, yeah, so I just want to make sure that we talk a little bit about that. So listen, speaking of sharing, coming up in just a bit, we're going to do our wonderful Talk of the Morning. And Talk of the Morning is a great way for us to share things that we want to chat and share with you guys out there that we come across the host on the Internet. So each host, Michael Hopkins, Nicole Marie, myself, we don't know what we're going to talk about. So it's always
right.
a surprise to us, just like it is to you, on things that we find on the Internet. So I usually am in third position. So I'm hoping that Michael and Nicole Marie have not found my story somehow or came across it and beat me to, to the punch to share. But I think we're going to have a great telling of things this morning because I actually have a couple of things I'm going to talk about. But we'll definitely have some really good, some great talk in the morning. So listen, on some update notes, just to kind of go back over some big news, of course, and this ties into our 8 o'clock guest. So I want to say, Ms. Jackson, you know the line I really want to say, Ms. Jackson, but no, we're not going to say that. But that's what comes
Wrong
to mind, right?
Jackson.
That's where you thought I was going.
Right.
Yeah.
What you always think of.
Exactly. Yeah, that name, that does it. But yeah, Patrice Jackson, I'm so happy to have her on board. So we go back a little bit. I met her several years back. I was asked to come out to Cleveland, Ohio to do a show. And I
all
did.
Right. State.
Yeah. Yeah, actually, we had right next door to Cleveland, they have a town, I'm going to say Maple Heights. And we'll ask Patrice when she gets here. But yeah, the mayor, she wasn't mayor. And she came on our show when she was running. Annette Blackwell. And she came on our show when she was running. And the next thing I know, Annette made it to mayor. And so we just love her and adore her. And so I went out there and she and her husband had this beautiful space and I got to go to the event and Patrice was there. And so we had a great time. Yeah. So I'm so excited and I cannot wait to get here.
So
today.
Excited to speak
so
with her.
Yeah. She's going to be in studio. Of course, she's out in Cleveland, Ohio. And our virtual studio, and it's going to be great. We've got some news to share, and it pertains to Afrolog, so the new magazine.
Right.
So you don't want to go anywhere.
Stay
with us
today
on the broadcast. Also want to take a moment to kind of shout out some other folks. But first, before we do that, what about the music today?
Black Music Month. Oh yes, I love Shanice.
That
was a perfect way to kick the show
morning.
Off this morning. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Well, that that song, which again I love. We were talking behind back on the other side of the mic, and I have to tell you guys, I love Shanice. Wasn't she married to an actor? Was it Fletch that she was married? She was married to a TV actor.
Yes.
Fletch, right? Are they still married out there? I hope so.
You know what? I don't
I haven't
know.
Heard anything.
I haven't heard anything.
We haven't heard anything from this. Like after the 90s, that was it.
That was it, yeah.
So,
but I love them.
Yes, me too. I do too, and she just has an incredible voice. So someone that to me should have had a bigger career all these
right.
years. Anytime we could have folks who, you know, don't even have a voice and using all kind of machines and stuff like that to be propped up and just sound awful to my ears. Maybe yours might be a little different. I'm not going to name any names, but some initials include PS. That's all I'm going to say.
Right, okay. Right, right.
Okay. So this generation, I feel, cheated so much of great
totally
music from the pop.
Because the
right.
music today is not truly music. You know, it's not really showing the talent.
Well, what did Dion say about it? Hold on, let's get the clip. You know, I've got to play Miss Dionne Warwick on her thoughts on music.
The music industry today. And again, a little question. I know that it has obviously it's changed over the years, especially since you started your magnificent career. But
oh, yeah.
What can you tell us today that, you know what, you say, you know what, this is not, you know, this is something that's good or it's developed into something that you didn't expect about the music industry or the direction it's taken?
Well, it has taken 360, not a 180, a 360. It's another industry altogether today. It's just more a marketing industry than it was in the 60s when I started. You know, the things that were available to us who are part of my era just are not available any longer. You know, if you don't have 95 dancing girls and boys and flags flying and smoke bombs going off and
right.
presenting yourself in a what I call a ladylike position, it's you know, you're just what the babies call old school, you know. And I always answer that with, well, there had to be an old school before there was a new one. So, but it is a marketing industry today. Everybody is marketing.
As she says, marketed to the hilt.
Right.
So, Nicole Marie,
I agree.
What do you say? Right?
Yeah.
That was our fame, Dionne Warwick. You guys know when I had her here on the show, she's cousin to Whitney Houston. She was,
right.
Miss Dionne Warwick, let me just take a moment to say, shout out to Dionne. She was one of the biggest pop stars in the world, and second only to Aretha Franklin with the most charted
exactly.
single in the history of music.
Exactly.
So, multi-Grammy Award winner right here on the Radio Morning Show. You know we speak to the best. And
right.
I went to school with Dionne's cousin. I grew up in that area in East Orange, New Jersey. I went to Sissy's street naming event. I saw Dionne there at the event.
Nice.
You know, so this kind of stuff, we take to heart what we do on this broadcast. So the month of June, Black Music Month. So we've been digging up some of these songs.
Yes, Black Music Month.
Yes. Even had
and you know,
Black
Music
in there.
Month is really every day though, because we always celebrate.
Listen,
so,
like Little Richard used to say, there would be
month,
no
but
music.
Every single day. Exactly.
Exactly. There would be no music, and so I just wanted to kind of toss that on out there, and just lots of good stuff. So listen, why don't we take a short break? When we come back, Hopkins, you guys know him. We call him Michael Hopkins. He is the host of. Now, before we go to break, Nicole Marie, now, aren't you on the road somewhere? What's going on? Are you on in
yes,
movement or transition?
Yes.
Okay.
Headed to Ohio to check on family. So, yes, we are on the road. We are not for about an hour from Nashville.
Well, hold
Dayton,
on. What? You're near
Springfield.
Nashville?
Yeah, we're about an hour away from Nashville right now. So we're moving
that,
on.
You know,
headed up to Ohio.
I see. Wow, that's one of my favorite places. Nashville.
Interstate
go find music
Nashville,
grow.
Nashville, Tennessee. Yes, I love
it.
Love Nashville.
Oh, have you been over to the Music Row where they have all the country homes?
Yes.
The country music stars. I love that
spot.
Yes,
it's so nice. Yes.
It's beautiful. That's
actually, that's where I produced my children's cassette. So that was the first place where
really?
We produced.
Okay.
Yeah, that's where I did, on Country Row in Nashville, Tennessee, of all places.
Wow.
Yeah, a little music, a little Carrie Hines trivia for you this morning.
that's great.
So yeah, that's how I started. So
great.
Now, so you're heading up to Ohio. What part of Ohio? Columbus?
Dayton, Springfield,
Dayton.
Troy. Yeah.
Springfield.
Yes.
Okay, now I don't know where those places are. I've been to all of them. I've been to Dayton and Columbus and all of that as a flight attendant, of course, you know, in the airlines. But I don't remember much, so you got to tell us. Tell us something.
Yeah.
So Dayton, now, is it far from Cleveland?
It's about a little less than 4 hours, because Cleveland is far north of Ohio. Yes, but coming from the south, you hit Cincinnati first, and then Dayton is about 45 minutes from Cincinnati, and then Columbus is at about an hour to the east of Dayton.
Well, I didn't even know that Ohio was that big.
It is. Scary.
Don't write
scary.
Me now. Don't send me text messages, Ohioans. but no, I
it
did not realize
scary.
That. Well, you said 4 hours. I was like, really? Is that big?
Yes,
wow.
It's 4 hours.
Oh,
up
my.
Because Cleveland is up by the lakes and everything. That's far north. The northeast part of Ohio.
Well, today's show should be called Ohio, because we also, I wish I had the Ohio Players music to play. That's an old
You're
going
to have to get that, Gary. You're going to have to pull that out.
Yeah.
Pull it out.
Yeah, I've got to get that.
Ohio
that
Players.
Wow.
LeVert and the OJs. And, let's go back, Gary. Lakeside.
Those are some of the groups.
And Roger and Zapp, all from Ohio.
Wow, okay. Nicole Marie, you're putting it down there. Okay, very good. Great to hear. Absolutely
awesome. Hey, we're talking about Black Music Month.
We are talking, and you're going in. Now, let me say, Patrice will be with us at about 8 o'clock or so. She's from Ohio. So,
doesn't get
any more of a coincidence than that. This was
That's
my
wonderful.
Plan. So we've got a great connection. We're going to get all of us. The Buckeye State. Mm. Yes, I remember that. Yes, I love that. Well, listen, we're going to just have some fun today, as we've been having. And Michael will be joining us in just a moment. So we're going to take
a
little bit of a commercial break and kind of keep things moving here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Stay with us. This is my favorite. It's Cicely Tyson and Oprah talking so much about why she appreciates the negative more than the positive. We'll be back. Stay with us.
But I have profited more from the negative as opposed to the positive.
Really?
Yes, because...
Negative experiences?
Yes, absolutely. I really relish and treasure them more than positive, because if I have been able to survive it and reach another level, that has given me more growth, more strength, more confidence.
Yes.
It has enriched my life more, and that's why I treasure them.
You wake up and your house is a mess and you decide to clean up your house, and doing it makes you feel better. That's a win. You need a pen, a Sharpie, and some post-it notes. Every time I do a live for you guys, for me, that's a win. Because honestly, I get very critical of myself and I just have to like put it aside. So I then take it off of here and I go put it up on my wall where I can see it. Every win you have, you put it on a post-it note and start creating your wall of wins so that you can see see what you're accomplishing, so you can see what you're getting done, so you can stop beating yourself up about what you're not getting done and start patting yourself on the back and giving yourself a reward for what you are getting done. Otherwise, you get to the end of the day and you feel like, I just didn't do anything. Because if you've been depressed for 3 days and you get up one day and you decide to make breakfast for your family, that's a win. And you need to be able to see your wins, because your wins will inspire you to keep on winning. Your wins will inspire you to stop beating yourself up about what you're not getting done and start focusing on what you are getting done, because everything starts to align and you start doing more. My Stewie says, go to bed with a plan, wake up with a purpose. And I always say, don't put more than 3 things that you want to accomplish the next day. And as you accomplish them, write them down and put them on your wall of wins. So that when a client says no on a job, or you call and they said they're going to send you a check and you check your mail 2 days later and you still don't have the check, but what did you accomplish? What did you get done?
I honestly feel like that's why most people don't have solid friendships, because mm-hmm. it's the proximity that has power over them
yeah.
instead of them having power over their proximity.
Mm-hmm.
What I mean by that is, if you go to work every day and you see the same people, well, I see you so often that now you've become my best friend. But you never really should have been my best friend. We're not actually in alignment. I just see you
I'm
comfortable enough that I start telling you things I shouldn't tell you. And so then we get mad when Sally goes and tells all our business.
Yeah.
Or we get mad when Sally goes and does whatever she does, but Sally's really just being Sally.
Yeah.
So
you didn't know Sally to begin with.
Right. I can't get mad at Sally for being who she is. I
yeah.
can't get mad at myself for putting Sally in best friend slot when she's not qualified.
That is good.
We need to stop qualifying people
yeah.
that are literally not putting in the work. They're just showing up.
It's Wednesday morning, June 14th, 2023. It is our broadcast show number, for those of you who are keeping count. It's show number 865 on this, Wednesday. Yeah, wow, amazing. Listen, let me bring back to the line. We've been kind of keeping it down here with Nicole Marie this morning, kind of really pushing this show forward all the way from I was going to say Water Valley, Mississippi, but as she pointed out right before the break, you're on the road. You're in somewhere in Memphis, near Memphis, Tennessee.
Well, we passed Memphis now. We're sort of Nashville, almost to Nashville, Tennessee now.
My favorite place, yes. So we're taking a road trip with Nicole Marie this morning. She didn't know she was talking all of us in the back seat, and we're all on the road. Listen, you guys are kind of pulling over, and Michael Hopkins is about to hop on in. So let me bring to the line the one and only host of the Vet Talk Radio Show. You guys know him well. He's in beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia, as he breaks it on down for us each day. Yesterday, his broadcast aired on myth, so I'm going to talk to him a little bit about that and some of the feedback. Michael Hopkins, you're on with Nicole Marie. and Terry Hines and all the fans.
Good morning, Michael.
Wow, we are talking. Wow, yes. Hello, everybody.
Good morning, sir.
Beautiful downtown Spotsylvania, Virginia. It's a little cloudy here, but it ain't raining yet, so I feel good.
Okay, well, listen, we're live this morning. It's about 7:40 here in New York time, 6:40 for Central time zone, folks. Michael, want to just kind of lead on in with you on this. Well, first of all, have you been tuned in and listening? We kind of, you played throughout the whole broadcast big time today. We were talking a little bit about the vets earlier. Did you catch any of that, Michael Hopkins?
Oh, very, very much so. Very much so. And I really enjoyed just talking about things that I know affect veterans. And we talked about the shaving waivers and the alopecia. And these are things that a lot of veterans don't realize. They're rateable.
Right.
They are part of the CFR 38 Part 4. They're rateable.
Exactly.
And you know, Karen and Nicole Marie.
And rateable, I just want to say, means that for folks, Michael is an accredited claims agent who helps the disabled veterans to fill out claims for compensation that can affect their lives day to day. And so with your help, Michael, you're able to help them have more positive outcomes with, increasing their compensation. So
very much so.
Yeah, so this was very good talk, Michael. I thought
yes,
it was fantastic.
Was.
I thought it
very good.
So what have you heard any feedback or anything about yesterday? Because you were doing a show about debunking myths, and I thought that was just amazing.
Oh, yes, it was, Carrie, because these are the kind of things, as an accredited claims agent, that I run into. I was in Walmart yesterday, and a veteran walked by me. I was in Walmart, of all places. I meet veterans everywhere, Carrie. And Nicole, I meet veterans everywhere across the Virginia area. And he was just fascinated
with... Well,
you
wear that hat in your shirt.
Right. Yeah, he was fascinated with my disabled veteran hat. And he was a U.S. Army. He was former U.S. Army. And we got to talking and come to find out, you know, Carrie, Nicole Marie, this is Carrie's favorite disability. How did you ever guess? And that's what he had. And that's the only thing he was rated for. And when I explained to him.
Just remind everybody, though, Michael, what is tinnitus?
Pretty much tinnitus is the perception of ringing in the ear, buzzing, humming. That's what tinnitus is. And for service members, we have a propensity of having that issue. Because of the jobs that we did in the U.S. military. Doesn't matter what branch you were in. There's a noise exposure chart that explains it. And I had a nice conversation with this gentleman. I'm going to be helping him with his claims for compensation because there are some things that I am quite sure he's qualified for because he has tinnitus. But nobody told him.
Wow.
Isn't that something?
So it's beautiful. It's just like when we did the myths yesterday. And there are so many veterans that approach me and they're like, wow, you mean I didn't? You mean I can? You mean that's not true? Yes, yes, and double yes. And
exactly.
That's why it was just such a great show yesterday.
It was. And we're talking about the Vet Talk Radio Show. But I'm sorry, Nicole Marie, were you going to say something?
No, I was just saying that the show was great. I was agreeing. It was great yesterday.
Yeah. So the Vet Talk, Michael hosted that show, of course,
And I just enjoy it so much. Again, you don't have to be a veteran to tune in.
Exactly.
It plays right here. You don't even have to change the channel or any other station or any of that stuff. Just listen to the Hair Radio Morning Show. Michael's broadcast rolls right on in at 8:30 Eastern on Tuesday, 7:30 Central Time. And this was a fantastic show. So, Michael, you're in the middle of your second season, and I'm just so proud. I really am. I can't say, I mean, you've knocked it out of the ballpark. So good stuff.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Carrie. Thank you, Nicole.
Yes.
Marie. Awesome, job, Michael.
Very, very much so. And, Carrie, I just once again, like I always do, I just thank you for, you know, we always talk about this. You know, you ask the questions. That's why you're an honorary veteran, Carrie Hines. You have the rank of honorary veteran. Because, a lot of times what happens when I talk to a lot of vets. Well, they actually, believe it or not, Carrie, you know, they actually, I don't know if they think you're a vet. Yeah, I mean, I don't know what it is, but they say they always praise you for asking the questions that you ask. And they always say, hey, you guys work great together with the vet thing. And he always asks these great questions, and I learn a lot just by listening. And that's what makes me feel so good about what we do.
Because
you're educating so many people, Michael. It's just amazing.
Quite true.
It's great.
And, you know, we touch so many people's lives with this. Because
Change their lives.
And, you know, the claims process in itself can be a very frustrating process. Very frustrating because nobody tells us what to do, when to do, how to do. And then you have some people out here that they say that they want to help veterans with their claims, but unfortunately they do other things and they don't really help you with your claims. It's unfortunate.
Wow.
That's why my advice is to utilize somebody that's accredited by the VA.
Exactly.
That's me, Michael Hoskins, because I'm an accredited claims agent.
Exactly.
So you're an accredited claims agent. You have to have a background check. You have a comprehensive test. And you're listed with the United States government, Office of Veteran Affairs, the general counsel in Washington, D.C. So it's not like some of these organizations, you don't know if the people help you, if they had a background check, what they're going to do with your information. And you have to be careful like that. You really have to be careful because we live in this world now where we don't know. We don't know if people will do identity theft, if they sell our information. You have to be careful. When you're accredited through the VA, you're not doing any of that.
You can
you're
avoid
helping
a lot
veterans.
Of that. You can,
yeah,
you
can avoid the pitfalls. Not saying that these people can't help you, but you got to check them out. You have to check
them
out very carefully.
You are doing your due diligence and a great job, and we're happy to continue to follow
very much
you on the broadcast.
Awesome job.
Now,
awesome
I got to say, absolutely. Coming up in the next hour, we have a special guest. As you guys know, she is just going to be instrumental, and we're going to share with you what she's going to do with us in the 8 o'clock hour. So, I'm very, very excited. Why don't we just take a little bit of a music break? We'll be right back. Lots more to get to this morning on the broadcast. Stay with us.
The River Jordan
and I will then say to thee, you are my friend. Carry me like you are my brother. Love me like a mother. Will you be there?
I'll never let you part.
but you're always in my heart.
Wow. Nicole Marie, Michael Hopkins, every time I hear that song, it's just, that's my
Jackson.
I love it. And every time I hear
it. Oh, yeah. Sounds fantastic.
Yeah.
Brings back so many memories of just him and different performances and everything just by hearing that in his voice.
Yeah, really. It just, I've been to two of Michael's concerts, one on the East Coast, one on the West Coast. And he was just a dynamic performer. And I remember when I saw him, because they always liked to paint at that time back in the day in the 90s, they always wanted to paint him as someone who was emaciated and super. When I saw Michael Jackson, he was like my size. I was in shock. I really was. I'll never forget it. Yeah. Just like when I saw Tina and all of these incredible folks.
Right.
They're just incredible. And we will never have artistry like them again.
Never.
Quite true. It's not going to happen.
We've taken it to a whole different level now. So, no. Never.
Exactly.
That's true talent.
That's true
very
talent.
Much, yeah.
And they are very much missed. We will never forget them. Listen, it is good to have you guys with us. It's Wednesday morning, June 14th of 2023. Michael Hopkins, Nicole Marie, this is our show number 865. 865 as we broadcast towards 1,000. We're just
right
chugging
along
each day.
Wow.
Yes.
Right along.
Wonderful.
Yeah, super, super excited. So special guest coming up in just a few minutes, so we're excited about that. And we're just moving, like you said, moving on along. And you're moving on along as well.
Yeah.
So, that's
moving
good to
up
know
Interstate
as well.
40.
Yeah.
Oh.
Interstate. Another, what is it? On the highway. I forget the song, but I'll find it. I love that song. I forget the fellow who sang it. But yeah, that was one of my favorite songs. So. We've been talking about music, like the whole show we've been talking about.
We have.
Today.
It's been awesome, yes.
Yeah, I mean, I'm super excited about it. Okay, well, listen, beautiful day today. We're going to jump on in. I want to shout out the folks at Rugged Evolution. I really do, because they've been with me for several years. They've been with me for years. Michael, every day that you've been on Rugged Evolution has been on our broadcast. Same with you, Nicole Marie.
Yeah,
very
good.
So.
Rugged Evolution commercial. I
want
to shout out Arrington Gavin. Even Arrington, who is the CEO, I remember he helped to co-host one of our New Year's Eve events. That was just a blast. So that was extraordinary. And we just had a great time. So I never will forget these wonderful folks who help us with their incredible largesse by advertising on the Hair Radio Morning Show or over in my Afrolock magazine. So
thank you so much.
Yes,
we certainly
thank you
appreciate
because it
you.
Means a lot. Yes.
Right.
Yes. Thanks, Nicole, for that. That is absolutely right. Let me just—I got to get this up because this is a song by Tony Carey, and Tony is definitely back in the '90s. But this song is one that we've never played on the air, and I said Tony's going to kill me because this was one of his hits. And then I've got something to share with you guys. We've got somebody big to introduce you to. She is known out there. And someone I had the wonderful acquaintance to meet. So we're going to talk to her in just a bit right after this song. And my team is going to be with me, so stay tuned. Nicole Marie, and keep on trucking on highway. What is it? Highway
we are getting on up the road. Interstate 40.
Getting on up the road. Okay. And to see, we're all riding along with Nicole Marie this morning in her
I'm on the right
to
side.
Ohio. Yeah, she's headed to the Dayton, Ohio area. So real exciting. So Nicole Marie, wow, we're gonna keep chatting with you. So stand by, folks. Here's Tony Terry. We'll be right back. You're listening to the All New Hair Radio Show. I'm Terry Hines with Nicole Marie and Michael Hopkins. Stay with us.
Hey, baby, can I talk to you?
Let me holler at you.
If I told you I adore you, it would cost me nothing, but it cost me everything. If I could offer you nothing, but oh, my time and patience is enough. There's no price tag on talking this touch. So I take your love letters and send you point status. Count on me to make it better. It's me on you and you on me. Baby, baby, baby. Baby, baby, baby. Baby, baby, baby.
Morning, June 14, 2023. That was Tony Terry, a wonderful singer who has been on our show. And I love Tony because if you guys remember when Tony was on, first let me just get Nicole Marie back in and on this convo.
I remember
Nicole
that.
Marie, do you remember? You remember when he was on with us?
I remember.
And he told us the story about his song. Remember, he had a big, big hit record back then.
Right.
And we'll, I got to get the name of it for you. But, yeah, everybody knows Tony Terry. And he mentioned that Anita Baker gave him $50,000 to get a video made. I will never forget that for his song. that, you know, it's really something that has always been, she's just a wonderful, sweet lady. But getting a little bit of bad press with this whole thing about kicking baby face off for a concert. We don't talk about that.
That's something.
Let me also, yes, our other co-host, you know, Michael Hopkins from Spotsylvania, Virginia. Michael, listen, guys, I want to take a moment to really make some introductions here. Nicole Marie, you are on the road this morning, headed from down in Tennessee. Yeah, well, hold it. No, you're in Mississippi, and you're going from Mississippi to...
We are in Tennessee now.
You see, I'd be going the wrong way. I'd have to listen to that robot voice.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'd be all
so Mississippi to Tennessee to Kentucky and then Ohio.
Well, listen, okay. Well, just enjoy. That was all that stuff on the road. All right, listen. Our guest right now, I'm so excited. I never anticipated that things would kind of just turn out this way with Afrolock Magazine, but we're so thrilled. And she comes to us, speaking of Ohio, she comes to us literally from the Ohio area. And I know this because I had a chance to visit out there to Ohio when we first had a chance to meet. And that was many years ago. That was several years back. And I'm just so happy. We're going to get all into that story.
Wow.
She joins the Afrolock Magazine family. And I am so incredibly moved and touched and happy and all of that wonderful good stuff to welcome officially Patrice Jackson to the Hair Radio Morning Show family as well. Good morning. Now, Patrice, you are on with Nicole Marie and Michael Hopkins. And
good morning to you. And welcome.
Thank you. Good morning to you, Carrie and Nicole Marie and Michael Hopkins. I am so excited to be here and be able to talk to you guys today.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
We're so happy to have you.
Now, Patrice, where are you? I know, Nicole Marie, you are headed to Ohio, but I think you live out there somewhere, Patrice. So where exactly are you?
I'm in Cleveland, so I'm about 3 hours from where you're going to be, Nicole.
All right.
Oh, my goodness. Yes.
Not too
far.
Nope,
Ohio,
not far at all.
Okay. Yes. Wow.
Yes.
Well, we're real happy.
I took a lot of it, but I'm back.
Wow, that's right. You know, I've been out. I remember staying overnight out in Cleveland, of course, as a flight attendant. I remember very much so. So, yeah, really good folks out there. Listen, I want to get on into this because we've got to tell everybody, Patrice. The whole thing about this is that I remember so well coming out to Cleveland, Ohio, and to do that show that Annette had at their space. And I just loved it so much. Do you remember when I came out and did the show? Do you remember any of that? This was years ago, and I'm putting her on the spot. Patrice, I'm literally putting you on the spot here. So what do you remember about our meeting or any of that?
Well, of course I remember that you were an amazing person. We had such a good time.
Oh,
I think I actually met you through Tina, one of my favorite people.
Yes.
Miss Tina, yes. And so, Annette was, you know, she was campaigning to become mayor of Maid Wife, which is one of the suburbs.
Yes,
which she still is. She still is.
Maple Heights or Maple Shade?
It's Maple Heights. Yep, Maple Heights.
Maple Heights. Oh, okay.
Yep, it's a suburb.
Right
of
outside Cleveland.
And you were there to assist, you know, use your resources, your many resources and skills and great personality to, you know, help her campaign with one of her events.
Thank you.
And
So
we had a really good time. Yeah. It was nice meeting you. And I'm glad that we were able to still, you know, be connected from that, you know, long time ago.
Yeah. That's been a long while. Now, I will tell you, I love the people out there. All I remember going when I got into Cleveland and seeing, because I rode on in on one of our, we call the great airplane of the ground, Greyhound. It's our 747 on the ground. So I roll up in there in Cleveland. And I remember it was so beautiful, though. Downtown, it was so gorgeous. I'm calling it downtown. I could have been wrong, but it was beautiful with the fancy lights. And I remember some railroad tracks. That's what I remember that. And they had this wonderful restaurant that made such great breakfast. And I just enjoyed myself immensely and got a chance to chat with the community, which is, you know, a big part of what I do every day here in Brooklyn, New York. So this was big to me. This was huge, Patrice. And I just want to say thank you to all the Clevelanders who just were so kind. And it really has made me, you know, I had a big appreciation for Ohioans, but it's grown even more bigger, if you will, or even more big, I should say. So listen, great to have you on the show, and thanks for remembering me and all those beautiful people there in that area. And I believe Annette Blackwell, I think she's still the mayor out there or just ran again or something. She's had some movement in her political career.
Yes, she's still in the mayor. I just seen the poster yesterday. Yep.
Wow. Well, please give her our regards. We brought her that luck, I'd like to say, because she was on our show when she was first running for mayor, and that was many years ago. She was running, and she came on the Hair Radio Morning Show to campaign and talk, and she's been on several times and made it to the actual mayor, be the mayor. So we've always had a little bit of political interest in political, the political area on this broadcast. So we just wish her so much, so well. Now, listen, Patrice, I'm going to talk a little bit. First, I've got a couple questions for you. Then I know Nicole Marie's going to have some things to talk with you about as well. And Michael Hopkins. Michael, we know which Michael's always going to lean a little bit to see what we're doing to benefit his lane, his folks that he advocates for, which are the veterans, and you don't have to be a vet to be able to listen and to understand why it's so important that we support these folks who have helped our country. So Patrice Jackson, back to you. So now you are based in the Cleveland area, as we just pointed out, but you have an interesting background. Now you are an event specialist on top of so many other things that you do. But one of the things I love is that you are big on events. And so tell us how this all came about and why you like events so much.
Okay, so I love all things just administrative, right? And that really does lean into the event, you know, being an event coordinator and loving events, because it gives everyone the opportunity to kind of showcase their area of expertise. I love to throw networking events and webinars and, just events where people are able to learn about other fields, other cultures. I love bringing people together to have fun. That's the key thing. Is I think that most of my events are fun. And they walk away feeling like they have some type of value. That's really important to me, that you walk away and say, okay, people's time is valuable. So when they leave or, I'm having an event, I want to make sure that they walk away saying, this wasn't a waste of my time. I got something out of this. And that's just,
this is
the joy that it brings to me.
I love it. That is so important, what you just said. And I think that's a perfect lead in to this whole big reason why we asked you to come and join us today. Afrolock Magazine, which has just been released to everybody worldwide, literally, And it's available at afrolockmagazine.com. Again, it's spelled A-F-R-O-L-O-C-K. So you can go to afrolockmagazine.com or just afrolock.com. It's so great because we've got a free first month issue there that anybody can read. There's a tab, and you can click on that, and it'll take you to the first release of Afrolock magazine. So now, and just as important, we are grateful to have you now. And I wish I had a drum roll on this, Nicole Marie. Yes, we are so grateful to have you to take over this and head up our event coordination area.
Very exciting.
So you are going to be putting some of those great talents that you just mentioned and talked about right here on our show to work. And so we're happy that you brought all of that to Afrolock Magazine. So tell us how what goes through your mind when you hear something like this, Patrice, and what are your thoughts on it?
Well, so the magazine itself, I love it because I love that it celebrates, Black culture, that it teaches that, we come from greatness and that we have greatness in us still.
And
it celebrates that. So that's really, I love that.
Thank you.
I'm excited to, be part of the team to be able to celebrate it from my skills, from my thought process, and as well as celebrate it, but, be part of the team and hear everybody's perspective on, how they look at the magazine, how they look at Black culture, because it's so relevant today. It's been relevant forever, and it's still relevant today. We are trendsetters. Yeah, and to have a resource Afrolock Magazine to showcase Black culture and show how relevant we are and how we're trendsetters is amazing. And to be able to have an event where we can, come together, network together, learn from each other, and then celebrate the magazine subscriptions and the magazine releases. That I just can't wait. I'm so excited to be on this team and just be able to do this.
We're so happy to have you.
Every issue is going to be big, and it's going to get bigger, and we just about to blow it up.
Oh, yes. Like Nicole said, we are real happy to have you. Well, listen, Nicole, I'm going to let you just lead on in. Patrice, welcome aboard. We're going to be talking to you about a whole bunch of this morning, right?
Most definitely. Well, Ms. Patrice, here at the Hair Radio Morning Show, a large part of our show is positivity, focused on girl power, living your best life, just doing what you need to do to make that happen. So, in your line of work in event planning, what advice would you give to a young girl or a woman that is interested in breaking out into event planning and just how to get started?
Oh, that's great. Great question.
The first thing I'm going to say is that do it, right? Don't let the fact that there are other event planners, there could be an event planner who lives right next door to you. Who cares? Because you have another perspective of how it will go, right? We can both be having a bit that is celebrating women and how we can live our best lives. But one person may do it, and they may show it through music, right? But then another person may do it and show it through art, right? So do it. Just do it. Everybody is needed. You have value. This world is huge, and we got a lot of people in it. And we all, and when it comes to positivity and girl power and what I like to say, finding my joy and finding my purpose, everybody needs it. So as an event, so if you want to be an event planner, and there's so many facets of it, right? Because I know event planners, I'm more focused on the business portion of it, right? The entrepreneurship of it all and things like that. Whereas there, I know other event planners are all about the experience, right? They want to set the tone and the atmosphere. So whatever brings your heart joy, right, or whatever you feel,
whatever
like
your niche is,
do it. You know, even if you have to collaborate with other event planners, trust me, it will work. And if it brings you any type of joy, any type of peace of mind, it is worth it.
Right. All right. Well, thank you. Is there any one person that was inspiring to you when you first started out as inspiration to say, hey, I want to do this. I want to learn how to do this. I want to jump out there and do this.
I like webinars. There's one lady, her name's Aprielle Franks, and she is amazing, right? She's a coach, and she has a lot of events, and I've been to them. So I have been following her for some time, and she has encouraged me to just keep going and to evolve and to just be better.
Great.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Thank you so
all
much.
Right. Well,
Carrie, back to you.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Nicole Marie, great question this morning. Okay, if you guys are just tuning in, let me just catch you up. You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. It is Wednesday morning. We're live. It's June 14th, 2023. It's our broadcast show number 865, as we march towards 1,000 shows. And again, each broadcast is 3 hours, making us the most prolific of hair and beauty radio talk in the history of broadcasting, bar none. So real excited about that. And on our under our Big Hair Radio umbrella, we also have AfroLock Magazine. And, of course, our special live guest is Miss Patrice Jackson, who comes to us out of the Cleveland area. And we're just happy to have you with us. And, of course, my colleagues and co-stars, Nicole Marie, you've been chatting with. Michael Hopkins is going to join us in about 5 minutes and come in with some questions and things just to welcome you aboard. And we want to make the introductions to everybody. Now, so I'll tell you what, why don't we take a little bit of a commercial break? Now, when we come back, here's the thing, Patrice Jackson. I want us to, we've got some big news to share on the magazine, so we're going to talk a little bit about that. So we want you to stay with us as roll all this out to you today. Yeah, we've got a lot more to get to this morning. And Nicole Marie, how's your road trip coming?
It's going great. We're steady moving along. The sun is shining. So we're doing great. Thank you.
What part, where are you now? What state are you in? You're
still
out on the highway.
Still in Tennessee. Still in Tennessee.
Wow.
On Interstate 40.
Okay. Interstate, wow. Okay. Well, keep us posted. We're all riding along this morning, Patrice. You're going back to Patrice is already in Ohio. So you're heading in her direction this morning, Nicole Marie. All right. Well, listen, we'll be back. And again, when we come back, we're going to be talking with Patrice about her new connection to AfroLock Magazine. So we're going to have you guys stay with us. More to come this morning.
Are you a stylist, barber, nail tech, or involved in personal care on any level? Are you good at what you do? I bet you are. And as being as good as you are, that leaves you less time to handle your clients. I mean, as far as booking appointments, product sales, pricing, and all that. Well, I have something that'll help you on that end and still allow you to be great. ChairWatch. It's a new mobile booking platform that allows your client direct access to you. It'll allow them to book, change, cancel appointments, place themselves on standby, buy products, and even be able to send you direct messages. And that is just a taste of all the services that ChairWatch provides. Sounds good? Then check it out at ChairWatch.com, or you can download the app via the Apple Store or Google Play. ChairWatch, a new and better way to connect with your clients.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com, because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
The factory, the companies that we have, every new store that we open, we're going to place their products in those stores.
Wow.
Because
that means a lot.
Because we write all the orders for the new stores, you know.
Wow.
So we're going to place those products in the stores because the stores are looking for black-owned products.
Mm-hmm.
Black
they can't find them, can't get enough.
Exactly. Well, they can't get them because they're not in the distribution channel. They're not in the...
That's Sam Enon of BASA, the Black-Owned Beauty Supply Association, and we're shouting him out this morning. We're so excited to mention that Sam and BASA, Sam is the president of the Black-Owned Beauty Supply Association and has named Afrolock Magazine to one of the top black publications of all time in the way of magazines. So we're so excited. We're going to talk a little bit more about that as well. So I want you guys to just sit back and enjoy. We've got a lot more to go this morning, and we're live.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout-out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
It on my chain, wearing it round my neck, I'm
It's two thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new Movie Talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show. The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air. I'm Carrie Hines. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who will be lending their voices to this complex man's story, and we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details.
As women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders. And that weight is directly balanced between your 2 feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women. And Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com, providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
The shop money is fast money, and if you're wise, you'll stash the money, because eventually you'll get burnt out. Now your pocket's looking funny. Never saw it coming, because you've been balling since 24. Doing hand designer shoes all day, now your knees sore. Create your exit plan, or you'll be stuck in the trap. Like selling dope, the money come faster with no plan, it's a wrap. Miss your kids growing up trying to stack that paper. Now they're grown and you missed out on their life, and I hope they don't hate you. The shop will make you money, but it can leave you blind. Taking that thing that you can't get back, and that's called time. Taking trips to the hair show, yeah, that's sweet, but then you gotta rush back to the shop to stand on your feet. I'm just trying to school this generation the best that I can. Ball out and stack that paper, make sure you got an exit plan. The hair game is like a trap, money falling in your lap. God forbid you get sick, now your clientele off track. You better get you some insurance, and that's just something you can't dodge, cause you mess around and you get sick, now you're forced to get a job. You buy your kids everything just to compensate for the time lost. Traded in the best years of their life just to call myself a boss.
All right, we're back live. You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. It is Wednesday morning. It's June 14th of 2023. We're live. It's about 8:34 if you're on the East Coast, 7:34 for Central Time Zone, folks. Want to bring back to the line Nicole Marie, my amazing co-star. We've been having a great time, Nicole Marie, this morning on the show. Just enjoying
it. Oh,
yeah. Really.
Great fun.
And, yes, and we're going to get to our special guest in just a moment. I want to first bring to the line Michael Hopkins. You guys know Michael. He's been with us all show, one of our amazing co-stars here on the show, on the broadcast. Michael Hopkins, you come to us out of beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia, and you're the host of
Very
the Men's Talk Radio Show. Yeah, so you've been listening to Miss Patrice. Let me formally make the introduction. Our amazing Patrice Jackson, please meet our amazing Michael Hopkins. And so we've got Cleveland meeting Virginia. Cleveland meeting
very much.
Virginia.
Good morning. Okay. Good morning, Patrice. Good morning. It's so great to hear you on the show this morning. I love what
yes,
you
good
do.
Good morning. Nice to meet you.
Oh, yeah. I really love what you do. I really do. And it's a very important thing that you do. And my question to you was this. You know, as you know, I deal with veterans, and I was wondering, would this be a good field for veterans to get involved in?
Mm-hmm. You mean, Michael, in the way of, like, learning events and working?
Right, yeah, learning and
mm-hmm.
Right, and
okay,
I heard her talk about some seminars and all that. I'm just curious because it sounds fascinating.
You know what?
I
actually
think
that's
great.
Yes. Awesome. Wow. Listen to that. No. I love all of this. I was just going to jump in and say, maybe I better let the cat out of the bag first. Let me tell you what's going on here, folks, so that way you'll understand where all this is going. No. We didn't. It's not a getcha or a gotcha moment. But the reason that Patrice is here today, and then Patrice, I'll certainly let you take over that question with your response. One of the big reasons is this is a whole big welcome to her and being part of our family. And so thank you for all the amazing questions, Michael. How is Nicole Marie? Patrice Jackson comes to us, as I said, out of the Cleveland area. But most and more importantly, her contribution will be to create one of the most dynamic events for a magazine publication, period.
Wow.
And so we're talking about something we were trying to do with the first issue, but we just couldn't pull it together. And so I'm so excited to have Patrice now on board so she can make this happen for us in a big way. So, Patrice Jackson, can you tell everybody about this incredible cover reveal that we're planning and have in the works for the end of this month, which is going to be for the July issue of Afrolog Magazine? And we're so excited. So, Patrice Jackson, please. And then, yes, and then, of course, you can certainly get to Michael's questions because it is about helping the vets. So, please, take it away, Miss Patrice Jackson.
Well, yes, so I am excited to say that we are going to have the cover release, virtual cover release party, and we're going to do that June 25th. We're going to do it at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we are going to it's going to be us celebrating and releasing the cover, celebrating the magazine, coming together, networking with each other. We're going to talk to some of the people that are featured in the magazine. We're going to do some of those interviews and see, you know, why they love Afrolox Magazine as well and why they decided to contribute. We're going to just come together, celebrate the magazine, release the cover, see how this month is going to be celebrated and affect everyone by just sharing the culture and celebrating our complex and diverse.
Yes. Absolutely.
I love that.
Yeah.
Wow.
So is that not good? So
that is.
So how?
It's going to be a good time. A great party.
Yes, absolutely. And we're happy that you're going to head this up with your event planning and event coordination background. Now, Michael's question was about the veterans and if they're trying to get into the planning aspect. So I would imagine it's the same tips that you provided earlier with Nicole Marie. So is that right? If just, you know, to talk a little bit about that, Patrice, anything you want to add to that?
I think that when it comes to the veterans, they're very underserved. So, you know, having someone who understands, and that's another thing too, people who understand from the inside what veterans are going through or need, and they meet their needs. So, you know, having someone who's going to become a event planner for veteran events or veteran focus events would be great, because they will, like I said, they're underserved. So when they start to plan those events that are veteran focused, they will have that connection. They will be able to say, I hear you, I understand. And especially, like you said, well, I mean, like I said, I do more of like the professional entrepreneur type of thing. And, you know, having events where, you know, someone can learn how to, you know, become, to have their dreams or become entrepreneurs and get those events out there, or have webinars on how to navigate the systems, that they, it's needed. Like, I honestly have never, I don't think I've ever even met an event planner that is veteran focused, or so if it's someone who wants to do it, it's an untapped market from my understanding. So go ahead, do it.
Go for it, right?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Go for it. Yeah. Great advice. Go for it.
And speaking of which, and going forward, we want you guys to go forward. We are going to have an amazing event, as Patrice mentioned, coming up at the end of the month. And this cover reveal, I'm so excited. I really am, because the magazine has taken the world by storm. It literally has. It's accessible right now online to everybody. And I just love the artistic flavor of the magazine. And shouting out to Deidre as well. Right? Does that not? My goodness.
Yeah, to be able to see how artistic it is, and just like what's going to be in the magazine. So, yeah, I'm excited.
Exactly. Me too. And so your handling of this, we want to invite all these groups, in, you know, that we see on Facebook. There's tons of groups. We're all connected to hundreds of these groups. We want to invite all those folks to this coming event that's going to be held virtually, so we can get everybody in. And I've asked, Kyle Knight, who is one of our, you know, connections to the music industry. Kyle is a known rap artist, and we're going to see if we can get him to perform.
Great.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And then also, we've got some gifts to give away. So, Patrice, what do you think about that?
Yeah.
We're doing some giveaway ideas. And
Yes. You sent a few things to me. I can't wait to see those. Even the gift release is going to be amazing, right? To see what we're going to be giving out and everything, and just make sure. Yeah, I just want to make sure that everybody, you know, visits Afrolock Magazine, Afrolock.com, Afrolockmagazine.com as well. And of course, you have to stay tuned to Hair Radio, just to continue to get the details, because it's just going to be a big event, and we're going to continue to be releasing, you know, what that event is going to look like.
Listen to you.
Beautiful.
You are great. Yes.
I tell you,
pro.
Killing it. Beautiful.
And we appreciate it. Yes. Outstanding.
Oh, yes,
great. You're killing it. So let's take a quick moment, give Patrice a chance to get some coffee, and Nicole Marie to get some coffee, and Michael Hopkins to get, no, you two like tea. You guys are tea drinkers.
Yeah.
Patrice,
tea,
what are you?
Chocolate.
Are you a tea drinker or coffee? Gotta see where you stack up in the morning.
Wow.
Yeah, it's coffee in the morning,
as...
but then I have my tea in the evening.
Oh,
great.
You got it.
Oh, great.
Listen how politically correct she is.
I tell you, don't you just love it? I love
it.
Yes.
See, that's what I'm talking about. We appreciate you. And we're just so excited. Afrolock Magazine, and that's why I put Sam's little clip earlier, shouting them out again, because to be included in the same breath as these iconic black magazines, that just says so much when I saw us on that list. So, real excited. Now, speaking a little bit about events, we have another person as well in the event space who'll be joining us tomorrow. Now, she comes to it a little differently. She's on the side of vending and being a vendor and all of that, and she has her own hair product. She's someone that you guys have met. She came all the way from Virginia to New York to be part of our event that we had live in New York in March at the theater, at the Gene Frankel Theater. And so Jay Ellis is someone, a beautiful, wonderful lady who is out there. And she's Patrice, I can't wait for you to meet her. She's just the loveliest, nicest person you could ever want to meet. And a couple of you had a chance to meet Jay Ellis.
Yes. She's great. Great.
Yes. Yeah, she's going to be with us live. It's her first time, actually. She's been on the show, but it'll be her first time being live, and she'll be with us in the 8 o'clock hour on Thursday. So that's tomorrow. You don't want to miss the Hair Radio Morning Show. You really don't want to miss us anyway. We're here Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Stay tuned
tonight.
Every day.
That's right.
So this is really awesome. Okay, so listen, let us go ahead and take that break. We'll be right back with a lot more to go this morning. We're still marching on. We're here for 3 hours.
Hoorah.
Yeah, my goodness. All right, stay tuned.
Have you been feeling like you're getting the short end of the stick when it comes to reading stories about our community? Well, I have. And so I'm glad to tell you that you should be subscribing to AfroLock Magazine at AfroLockMagazine.com. AfroLock Magazine is a great new monthly publication that really does unlock the richness and complexity of Black culture truly from the only perspective that matters, ours. So, subscribe today at www.AfroLockMagazine.com and be connected. AfroLock Magazine, we're making Black progress together.
In November 2022, researchers found out that women who use chemicals in their hair, such as hair relaxers, are likely to develop uterine cancer. At Heal & Go, we pride ourselves as the producers of all natural hair care products. We use all natural organic ingredients in our products to ensure a chemical-free process. Visit our website at www.healandgo.com to read about all our products and their uses. Again, our website is www.healandgo.com.
So now, are you still doing hair? Are you still working in the hair stuff? Or are you putting that on hold? What's going on with you, LaSonya Nicole, and the hair industry?
To wake up and not do hair would be unheard of. That would be like you waking up and not doing the radio.
That ain't gonna happen. That's true. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
But
for LaFroya, I don't just do hair. That's not, you know, what I like to classify it as. I really, really do educate the consumers.
I love this. That was, and we're just sharing some of our favorite clips. That was LaSonya Nicole when she came back to visit. Nicole Marie on the road this morning, traveling from Mississippi out to Ohio, bringing back Michael Hopkins, our vet, accredited claims agent. Got to get it right.
Very
I have
much
literally
so.
Michael think of the letters ACA when I'm
ACA,
talking about Michael Hopkins.
Very much.
Yeah, accredited claims agent. And our special guest today, I just got to say, Patrice, you have just knocked it out of the box.
Yeah.
This morning.
Oh, yes, very much so.
Live radio.
Love it.
You're talking to the world about Afrolock magazine. You just came in and you just did amazingly well. So I'm so proud of you. Great job.
Well, you set the standard, you know, with the magazine.
That's
right. When you have a good product, it's easy to celebrate and support a good product.
Oh, thank you.
Wow.
How wonderful is that? Now,
very
see how you fit
so.
In with all of us here at the show. And
that's
just, and that's what I love about, because that's what I love about Patrice. We're also going to bring you back on a regular basis so you can, in addition to your great event planning work and in between the cover reveals and all of that, you'll be able to keep everybody here on our show as well updated and kind of like an informal spokesperson as well. And we're just so happy. This is a part of your wheelhouse. You are a great person with a background in this whole thing of promotion. So we're just happy. You're just killing it. Okay.
Yeah.
So now, Patrice.
So happy that they're here.
Right. Nicole Marie, is she not doing a great job? And a big welcome and introduction.
Very much.
Yeah.
Awesome job.
Yeah. Now you see how much we welcome you this morning. Is that
I
not
appreciate
nice?
It. I feel the love. I feel the love. I'm having a great time.
Awesome. Well, listen, this is just the beginning. Now, just a reminder to all you guys out there, like I said, tomorrow's broadcast, we're super excited as well. We've got Jay Ellis will be joining us. If you want to find out about Jay Ellis, you can go to her website at ellisj.com. Now, she spells it J-A-I, so that's ellisjai.com, and we're real super excited. Also, let's give a big shout-out. We also have Debbie, who is down in Florida. Debbie is also part of our big Afrolock team. Debbie does, she's heading up the subscription, so that's really cool. And then we have an amazing plethora of writers. We've got quite a few writers who are contributors to the publication. You're going to find them all listed in the masthead on the next issue and so much. So we just, you know, we welcome everybody, and we just love it. We've got a great, not so much a team anymore, but a family. And I think we're off to a great
very
start.
Very much so.
Yeah. So listen, I have to say, Patrice, before we let you go, is there anybody you want to shout out to this morning?
That threw me off. Well, I just want to shout out everybody who is out and doing their thing and taking it one day at a time. I know that, it can be hard and it can be a struggle, but, just remember that every day you woke up with a purpose. And if the only thing you do is get through the day and get to the end of the day, that is enough sometimes. So
that's an accomplishment.
That's what I want to do for everybody.
Oh, very much so.
Exactly. I love that. That's one of my daily prayers. Just make sure that, I appreciate that today, and hopefully ends like, yesterday, just in a great way and just celebrating as you've used that word today, Patrice, and we appreciate it.
And it is. It's about a celebration, and we are just doing it this morning. So thank you so much, Patrice. Lots more to come
for
you.
Thank you.
And we're looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Again, Patrice, then, who is our amazing AfroLock Magazine event coordinator. She is the woman behind this big, big celebration coming up at the end of the month, which is the cover reveal for the new new issue that will be out in July. So we're going to be keeping you guys informed. And, Patrice, you'll be back before then on the show. So we'll look forward to all of that. Okay. Thanks again, Patrice Jackson. All right. Michael, Nicole Marie, what did you guys think? Did Patrice kill it this morning or what?
She did.
Very much.
Oh, yes. Yeah. So I'm super excited. Yes. Out in the Cleveland, Ohio area. So we're shouting out the Ohioans. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds like a new TV show. The Ohioans.
The Ohioans.
The
Buckeyes.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Awesome. Well, listen, with each show, this is just, I love the whole show. The whole show. Nicole Marie, was there any part today that jumped out one more than the other? Anything of note today that you really just have to mention?
Wow. I really enjoyed the piece about the Black theater. I always enjoy hearing that. But
in addition
to that is just Patrice. I just love her.
Patrice is
just coming on and, you know, she's just part of our family
and
now.
And doing it. Yeah, exactly.
Right, pretty
so
much.
We're shouting her out this morning. Yeah. And what about you, Hopkins? Michael Hopkins?
Wow, Karen, Nicole Marie. The first thing I heard this morning was another one of my favorite songs about I Like Your Smile. And I hadn't heard that since, since back when.
Okay, thank you, Michael. You just made me feel real old. Yes, you're
it makes me feel great. Because it was an era of music that I was just happy to be a part of. When I hear songs like that, it reminds me of so much of me and that other life that I had in with the military.
Wow.
And raising family and Father's Day. It just brings it back. And you always bring it in the morning with the music, Carrie. You always bring it.
Nicole Marie, let me just say this. I'll answer that, Michael. June is Black History Month. Black Music Month. It is also Black History Month. Like every month is, but music is Black Music Month, and we celebrate Black music. But we do this every day. We're always looking for classic songs, songs that we've kind of forgotten about, that you really have a hard time hearing these days, unless it's in your playlist. So we kind of want to make sure and keep these songs alive. And it's really a wonderful way to shape our broadcast. So I'm super excited. So listen, I just want to say thank you to everybody for making this a great show. We have our virtual host who usually sends us out at the end of each broadcast. So we're real, real excited. So let me get, I know Nicole Marie is traveling through the mountains, so that's why she had already warned us that she was going to be kind of blinking out there. But listen, we thank her for a great show. Michael, great show. And, of course, our special guest today, Ms. Patrice Jackson, and we'll see you back tomorrow. Here is our outro from, I call it RoboHost. That's her name, Ms. RoboHost. So, listen, we'll see you back here tomorrow. Thanks again.
It's time again to bring today's edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show to a close. On behalf of program creator Carrie Hines and the entire broadcast family, we say thank you to our